I do want to thank Torah Anytime for supplying the microphone and the video, which is definitely up the quality from what our normal Zoom sessions are like. Wartime in Eretz Yisrael is a very special time. For those who never experienced it before, it's very important that you really make use of it. It's a time that really people feel close to one another and are there for one another. Let me begin by saying, this is not COVID. People can get together. Kids that are out of cheder can play together. There's no reason why people have to be, you know, under lockdown in their own homes. This is definitely a time for people being there for one another, doing things together, being machazik one another, we're a warm community. We're always there for one another. At this point especially, there's a real need for it. The Chlal, wartime, the mood in the whole country is different. We just came off a bitter dispute between right and left in the country. It was very, very scary. And who knows? Who knows? Perhaps that's what happened. Right now, everyone's in this together. But listen, we're B'nai Torah. And there are a lot of things that we've got to understand. Let's begin with what happened. If anyone had a Havamin, that the reason why we were safe and secure here was because of Bosar Vodom, Hashem pull a fast one on us. It's just little human. I know they're going to set up committees to investigate. You know, you got to blame somebody. But come on. This is not normal. All right. So they got the technology to outsmart the sophisticated security system. But thousands of terrorists came in and no one noticed. Thousands. And all over the place, not just one place. Nobody noticed. Suddenly, I know, nothing Eastern we want. Hashem didn't show that this is something. Imleki tsuram uchorom, Vashem is giram, mamish the posik. Kurt Warmshad, our enemies should understand this was not normal. So first, it was a reminder. Mashem lo yishmor yishov shokad shomer. Who knows who's a terrorist? We live among an Arab population. It's been Hashem's shmir all the time. And here, he went out of his way to show us it's got to be clear. Are we talking to Hashem? And what merits that be talking? Is our learning, our davening, our midas, our ben lachavero? This is a time that we carry responsibility. We carry responsibility for Klal Yisrael because we know the MS. We know that it's not Boser V'Dom. The only Boser V'Dom are the Bali Bechira that are choosing to do the Ratzon Hashem. So obviously, there's not a time for Ben Hazmanim. Is it time for learning, seriously, davening, b'chlal, tshuva? I know we just came off Elul and Aseret Yemei tshuva. You know, in Eitz Tzara, there's room for more. There's room for more. We really got to do our best. Shars Benam Lechaver, of course, being there for one another is certainly the case. People want to know in terms of Hishtadlis, what do you do? When there are sirens, what do you do? On Simchas Torah, I was well aware of what was going on. I'd gotten word from people who had heard from non-Jews and Shomer HaChayim is here. I decided that the imminent danger of throwing the community into panic was a far greater chash than the odds of something falling on Sanhedrin Mochedet. And for the most part, that worked. And I believe that this has to be the way to go. The last thing we want is hysteria. So first, in practice, just say again, the odds of something falling here are slim. And once again, the imminent danger of panic and hysteria. And what it'll do to kids is so much more real. I believe that takes precedence. Should life be as usual? What do you mean we're at war? Chizuk. The issue is a ruchni one. It's not a time. Is that a time to... go for Tilim? Is that a time for going out? Whatever is necessary for maintaining sanity. Making sure that there's an upbeat atmosphere in the home. That's right. But hundreds of people have been niftar. Ramonis, Yisoymin, men have lost their wives. Who knows how many people are in Gaza being tortured? For kids, you don't make the home too serious. Once again, you got to be calm. Kids pick up an hysteria. They want to know what's going on. Why is there no cheder? And yes, you tell them that there's a war in the south. That they're showing, they know about Mechablim. They've done terrible things. And Hashem is going to save us. In terms of following the news, our community, by and large, doesn't do that anyway. For any of you that do, this is not the time. That is the source of so much of the hysteria that has hit our communities. Certainly, it's why parents want their kids to come back. We get the picture. The eker atmosphere that has to be created is one of warmth. Warmth in the community, warmth in the home. Here, Ms. Elikim, talking openly about the Rabbeinu Shalom and how he loves us. Yes, you can talk about Shabbat Dor Dor in the Malina Lechavli Seinu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Matzalinu Miyodom. Of course, if you're aware of a family member, a neighbor, or a child that is showing signs of anxiety that's outside the norm, check with a professional. They may need help. Nip it in the bud. Chalili don't want it to go too far. Getting back to ourselves. We've spoken several times and I keep quoting the Brisker of and Yoina. This turbulence at the sea, the boat's going to sink. The Zara busy davening, praying to their pagans. And Yoina goes to sleep. Malucha nirdam. Finally, Yoni tells them, "Mishaliat Zara Azois." And the Beriska Rav asks, "Mishaliat Zara Azois?" It was a boat full of Oyvi Avodah Zara, and especially now they're practicing their Avodah Zara. Mishaliat Zara Azois. The Navi is the one. He says, "Yeah, that's what makes a Navi. We know. Most of the people don't know Benyamin on the Svaylam." don't understand. We know it's our achrayus. It's up to us. Our turn tefillah is what's going to make the difference. Davening, you have to feel for our brethren down south. Feel for the chayalim. Feel for the hostages. To feel for Klal Yisrael, for the Yishuv and Eretz Yisrael. Cry your hearts out in tefillah. Ourselves, we know the Rabbi Hashem loves us all. We're confident that he'll do only the best things for us. Live with Kirvus Elokim and know that it's the reality of Ruchnius that makes the difference. Yes, it's our Torah and Tefillah. That's what does it. We have to take ourselves seriously. The COVID Russian one. And also a sense of pride. We're mature people. We're mature people. Well, this show's been through so much. Just because we grew up, for the most part, spoiled rotten. That doesn't mean that we're not part of Jewish history. We've been through a lot, and the Rabbanu Shalom sees to it that we survive. And we grow. He does the best for every one of us. Now more than ever, Kirvus Elokim. Especially with kids home. So for women, if you can take the time to daven, at least talk to the Rabbanu Shalom. Once again, families should get together, women should get together. Let the kids play together. Perhaps let take turns so that one another can take a rest. Daven, get back to your senses. As a community, say once again, let's take advantage of the situation. Grow together. We feel the warmth. We've got to do our best to stay calm. Not be affected by the phone calls. And to stay away from any gory details that just bring panic. Panic, depression, anger. Anger is not the responsible response either. Agav, what is the response? I don't know of any civilized country that has ever won out against guerrilla warfare and terrorists. They can do anything. They have no rules. It's only the Rabbanu Shalom. No Havamin of anything else. I understand the leaders have to talk big. Somebody has answers. Somebody has answers. Yeah, destroy Gaza. Yeah, that's what we do. And if we do, send this Jenin, destroy Jenin. And Syria and Lebanon and Iran. And what else? Don't worry, the Russian will still supply. She will hold door for door. I'd be as girl tzedek. There'll be people, hard to call on that, who want to annihilate us. Come, we're Yidden. It's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We take the patch and we're confident. We accept the Musar and we try to grow and try our best. And we feel close to Him and daven to Him and know that He hears our tefillahs. And one way or another, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is going to resolve this. There's no better place to be than Yerushalayim. This is where we're closest to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And it's not a war zone. We're not being irresponsible. And if you don't have bitachon, nowhere on earth is it safe. There's anti-Semitism everywhere. And it's only growing. So my message to the whole Kehillah is be there for one another. Is feel the sense of achrayus on us because we know better. Take ourselves seriously, our Torah, our tefillah, our tshuva, our ben adam l'chaveiro. Take it seriously. And make sure to maintain simcha in your home. And do what you can to keep your kids occupied. Women, make sure you're maintaining your sanity. Getting together is important. Talking to friends and neighbors in person is important. And avoid those who try to spread hysteria. Yeah, there were those whose families want them to leave. Don't dishearten the people around you. That's the kind of stuff that contributes to the hysteria. Other exceptions? Yeah, perhaps. But the default position is this is the place to be now, in this matzif. This is the place to be. Make use of it. Maybe you should help. Call the associate commander this soon. Perhaps with more sane priorities. Because that's what danger and tragedy does to people. And for us, hopefully we will be a warmer family than ever before. And we'll all be bigger people. And we should be zeicha to the end of old Tzoras. And the Gula Shalema Benhira. I hope this was helpful. I believe I was clear. Please take it to heart. Rabbi Hashem loves us all. Well,